brings you peace. Now, this might sound like a deep and meaningful question until you realize that I saw it at the mall one day when I walked past the Bath and Body Shop. They had posted this question in front of their store, and they also provided three possible answers, which were time alone, winter's first snowfall, and stargazing at midnight. I thought about these, and I have to say that for me, time alone is sometimes very peaceful, but sometimes it's not. Winter's first snowfall can certainly be peaceful, but only if I don't have to drive anywhere. And as for stargazing at midnight, well, how many people over 50 are up that late anyway? I'm not. Of course, the Bath and Body Shop, like any good store, had their own answer to that question, which included a body lotion, which would supposedly contribute to a feeling of peace. I don't know if it worked, because I didn't try it. I don't know how peaceful I'd feel spending $15 on a bottle of lotion. However, this experience did raise a good question, because it may be interesting to know, what does bring you peace? But that question then raises an additional question, which is, how do you define peace? Is it an absence of war? If so, it would seem then that we are never at peace, for somewhere in the world, there is always some battle being fought. Would you say instead that peace means a lack of conflict in your life? Well, that sounds pretty good. And it could be possible, but probably not for very long, simply because we human beings tend to be annoying, and we get on each other's nerves. And once we get on each other's nerves, well, conflict is likely to follow. So, would it be better to define peace as an absence of noise? It's very peaceful. And that's possible, but probably a challenge to maintain for any length of time. Well, how about defining peace then as having no worries? That sounds great. Yet I would guess that given our human nature, a peace depending on the absence of worry, well, that wouldn't last very long either. So, what we might try instead is rather than defining peace in terms of what is missing, let's try to identify it by what we have. So, do we feel peaceful if we have enough money, financial security? How about if we have our health or a good relationship? Or is there even enough of any one thing that we'd be able to say, yeah, that's it, that for sure brings me peace? Because if we can't do that, perhaps it's more like what the ad said, and that we need something to bring us peace. So, is it something like holding a sleeping baby? That's pretty peaceful. Or having a loved one return home safely? Yeah. Or, in the big picture, is peace just too difficult to define? Because it's probably different for every person here. So, I know that's a lot of questions. But if we take a look at today's gospel, we find that they're valid questions. At this point in the gospel story, Jesus was in a conversation with his disciples, warning them about the fact that he would soon be leaving. And he knew that his leaving would make them anxious and fearful. And in order to alleviate those emotions, Jesus promised them the presence of the Holy Spirit as well as the gift of his peace. But the whole idea of the Holy Spirit was a new one to the disciples, and the possibility of peacefulness in Jesus' absence most likely seemed impossible to them. But Jesus was very specific, and he spoke directly to their fears. So surely he knew the peace of which he spoke. and it wasn't a worldly sort of peace with promises of financial security or an absence of trouble, because Jesus knew just how fragile that kind of peace could be. For even he lived in a tumultuous time with few possessions, very little security, and lots of conflict. So Jesus understood that true peace could not come from the world, but instead was to be found only in an intimate relationship with God. And as we know from the Gospels, he forged this relationship through sincere faith, absolute trust, and constant prayer. Jesus lived knowing the deep love that God had for him, and he returned that love by investing himself in it and sharing it with others. So in today's gospel, when Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid," perhaps that was his definition of peace, an untroubled, unafraid heart. A heart that is so wrapped up in the love of God that there is no room for worry or for fear, because the peace that is rooted in God's faithfulness. So when Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you," it means that we have been given this gift of his peace, and we need only to recognize it and claim it and learn to live within it, making room in our hearts for this peace to take root. And as we accept this gift, well, we still need to nourish it with prayer and with scripture and sharing it through word and deed. And as we do that, and as we grow in trust, and as we learn to abide in Christ's peace, it will mean then that when the reality of war troubles us, or when worries besiege us, or the noise and the chaos of the culture weighs us down, we will be able to know that the peace of Christ, that peace, is still with us. We will know that in spite of our anguish or suffering, we are surrounded by this peace, and even when we can't seem to sense it, we'll know and we'll trust that it's still there. Which gives us a place then to turn to. For this peace is a touchstone of our faith and is to be a source of consolation and encouragement in our lives. We are to seek it. And even though it will not solve all our problems or alleviate every single one of our fears, what it does do is assure us that God's promises and God's love are trustworthy and they are true. And we can find comfort in the peace that that brings. St. Augustine once said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Which underlines the point that we were made through the love of God, and we are to live by the love of God, and we are to find peace in the love of God. So even though we can look for peace in starry nights or quiet times or walks on the beach, which are all very nice and very peaceful, we do know that they are only temporary. For it is only in God that true peace is found. It is in God that our hearts will rest and find peace. Therefore, if we do the hard work of seeking and cultivating God's peace, and if we learn to rest in it and to trust the abundant love that God has for us, the peace of Christ will come to dwell in our hearts, and it will bless our lives. And all our worries and all the world's troubles and all the conflict that exists, well, they'll still be there, but they will not defeat us. And they will not overcome us, for we will be abiding in the rich, deep, and lasting peace of God.